Alright, listening post number 3. I'll try to wing it even though there are people around, and it is rather hot again, having coffee at my old hotel. I'm actually in a t-shirt. Rather glad I have my subscription to Mono again. Some more intelligent news. I just listened to 2 posts, one on Nietzsche and his embracement of adversity, and another one on why poor college kids drop out. And it struck my fancy how I actually have opinions about everything, and I actually have a course of action that is to be taken on everything. And I guess a certain level of surety comes with the results and experience, training, intelligence as well. But actually, if you examine common people, they also have opinions, which is both good and bad, and both true and false. Actually, my preface to my MA thesis, I wrote about how ideas are often both true and false. And if you examine the common people, they will actually not voice opinions about advanced medicine, but sometimes they will about medicine, or they will try to coach the national football team. And if you actually examine German philosophy, Protestantism, and the American nation, and the appearance of such things as eugenics, you will find them intimately connected. Actually, fascism and the American nation are connected more than you would think. So basically, today, in my view, it's time for some kind of blend of Schopenhauer advocated Hermeticism and Nietzsche advocated struggle. I advocate a little bit of both, but this is only because the civilization moment is not right. This is really not so highfalutin. Our civilization moment is to be blamed for the reason that people create dictators. They actually want something that was previously imposed by brute force, only they want the imposition of opinion as well. You would think that, I actually advocate debate, of course, but you would think debate would prevail, but of course it doesn't. So, as I said, the real reason is for our problems is a lack of education. And now just a note on why poor kids actually drop out. The article claims that 80% of funding is usually provided. That's the top achievement in America, 80%. And some kids actually drop out for as little as $500. And actually, I will tell you the best circumstances for studying is not working, having all your expenses paid, and a meager pocket money allowance. This allows you not to become ostentatious. And this is actually big pocket money allows. This is the reason why frat boys fail. And then you have illiterate masses and degenerate elites. But more interestingly to the point, I just posted a cuckoo's egg. I actually said that I relayed an article which says that assisted suicide should be legal. It shouldn't, if you follow my work, but of course you can't, because it's scattered, and I actually contradict myself now on purpose. You will find that I actually wrote about how we can never say these things or make them illegal, because in the Netherlands, actually, this is a suicide rate soared. Which is, of course, bad, and then you have all sorts of misuse and everything. So basically, you can expect from me more cuckoo's eggs. And now I will post a picture of sunny Adriatic. Okay, ciao.